Pope Benedict recalled two missionaries killed on Saturday during his Regina Celli address on a Mission Sunday in St. Peter's Square. The two religious died in Kenya and Guinea. He asked for prayers so that more people would choose to live the gospel in a radical way through vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience, saying that these men and women have a primary role in evangelization.
Questo servizio missionario svolgono in primo luogo I sacerdoti.
He said, above all, there is a need for missionary priests. He also recalled the Pauline year set to begin on June 28th and called Paul the missionary par excellence. The Holy Father said that mission is not only the heart of consecrated vocations, but also the vocation to matrimony. He said spouses are called to live the gospel in their families, in their places of work, in their parish and civil communities. In certain cases, moreover, they offer their precious collaboration in the mission fields. The other concern of the Pope is that of a request for prayer for his upcoming visit to the United States from April 15th through the 20th.
This Tuesday, I leave Rome for my visit to the United Nations Organization and the United States of America. With the various groups I shall meet, my intention is to share our Lord's word of life. In Christ is our hope. Christ is the foundation of our hope for peace, for justice, and for the freedom that flows from God's law fulfilled in his commandment to love one another. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you all to pray for the success of my visit, so that there may be a time of spiritual renewal for all Americans. Upon each of you present, I invoke the protection and guidance of Jesus, the Good Shepherd.
In St. Peter's Square was Jesuit Father Richard Tomasek. He's the spiritual director of the North American College here in Rome and was accompanied by seminarians from the United States studying here in Rome. He says Pope Benedict's apostolic voyage is important for the country.
Well, I'm here standing with about 40, 50 of our seminarians from the North American College, and of course we're anxious for the Pope to come on mission to us in the United States. But what I would say about this day of prayer for missions, the consecrated life and missionaries, is this, that I would say ever since Pope Paul VI with his great missionary encyclical and throughout John Paul II and now with Benedict XVI, we Catholics are finally becoming evangelicals. We are finally owning that the church is a church on mission, and we are trying to bring Jesus Christ to the whole world and to every people. And so I have the great pleasure of being the spiritual director at a seminary where we have 180 men who are dedicated to this. So I'm just grateful that the Holy Father once more underlines the fact that we are all on mission, not only priests and religious, but every lay person in the church. And the church will finally have its new springtime when we have realized this.
Meanwhile, back in the United States, President George W. Bush sat down with the Catholic television network EWTN to talk about the Pope's upcoming visit. He says that he greatly admires Pope Benedict and will be meeting him on the tarmac when his plane lands in the country, an honor which the president has given no other head of state.
Well, first of all, it's important to me because the Holy Father represents and stands for some values that I think are important for the health of the country. And when he comes to America, millions of my fellow citizens will be hanging on his every word. And that's why it's important. I really don't want to get into spend time being critical of Europe. My main objective is to make sure our country is strong and solid and remains in the lead. One of the tenets of my foreign policy is that there is an Almighty, and a gift of that Almighty to every man, woman, and child is freedom. And, His Holiness speaks with that kind of clarity. I'm also, as you know, a believer in the value of human life.